Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show, presented by X-Golf. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, the Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. It is a beautiful one here. Hopefully there are some golf plans in your future. A very busy week, as always, in the golf world. PGA Tour is in Canada, as Bodie just told us. We'll hear from the leaders shortly. Meanwhile, a major on the ladies' side with the U.S. Women's Open. Ron Syrak will join us from Lancaster Country Club coming up in just a bit. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away. Stay tuned. We'll have details on that shortly. But we are very pleased to be broadcasting this morning from one of the top public golf courses nationally. According to Golf Digest, we are at the Virtues Golf Club in Nashport. We're joined by Hung Chow, who's the general manager and head professional here at the Virtues, and the owner, Tom Wong. And gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having us. We know we always love coming out here.
Good morning, Skip. Thanks for coming again this year.
Tom, you look great. Place looks terrific, by the way, when you come up here.
Yeah, I played on Thursday, and we do look terrific, if I do say so myself. So.
It's when you come in here, Hung, it's an incredible clubhouse and banquet facility that we'll talk about coming up in just a bit. But we always say this when we're out here. This place screams like it's a private country club, but it's nothing's further from the truth. It's completely public golf facility.
Yes,
tell us about that.
We are open to public, and anybody can come and just make a tee time. But do call ahead, because our weekends do get pretty busy. So give us a call, and then we'll take care of you.
A few years back, you finished up a couple of houses or villas absolutely perfect for stay-and-play packages. Tell us about those, Tom. I mean, you and I were talking before we came on the air as far as, you know, the genesis as far as putting those there, because it's a great idea. What you did was spectacular, and it's a wonderful opportunity for people to come play and stay.
Well, thanks for the compliments, but numerous people said we need overnight housing here. I agreed, but I did make a strong effort to make a very high quality housing stay. They have some fabulous outdoor upper floor outdoor patios where you can have a small party. They're meant to be a party house, really. Each of the houses has 8 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, and with double occupancy, each house can hold a group of 16. So yes, and really used top quality. Everything had a lot of interesting architectural angles there to make it fun and interesting.
I hear from people all the time who are driving through town and that hear this show, and they make notes, and it's like tell us about that place again. Seriously, if you're looking for a stay and play package or whatever, best place to get information. I mean, how far out are you booked for something like that?
So right now, we actually started booking for 2025 already.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, weekends are booking up very, very quickly. Tom did a great job. You know, now we can put 32 golfers very comfortably in both houses. And, you know, we host a Ryder Cup type tournament couple weekends ago, and the guys absolutely enjoy it. You know, they went out, they play golf first 18 in the morning, and then take a break and go back out again. That's awesome.
You have a great common area out there with grills, fire pit. But, you know, something not to be forgotten is you have a restaurant on site here, too, for people that want to come.
That's true. We do have a common area in between the two houses. It's a patio with full patio furniture and two sets of barbecues. And thanks for mentioning our restaurant, which overlooks the 18th Green. We got a great outdoor patio that has a great view of 18.
Again, we're broadcasting this morning, Tee to Green, from the Virtues Golf Club right here on The Fan. And, gentlemen, as wonderful as the amenities are here, the star is the golf course. Let's get right to it, because for people who have not played here before, or if it's been a while, Hung, I mean, tell people about this great golf course.
All right, so this golf course, actually right now, I would say is probably in the best shape ever for this year. It's running firm, it's running fast, and you can play all the little intricacy around the greens now. So it makes it really interesting. I would call our golf course a modern classic because a lot of the classic course features, comes into play. You know, you got to play a little off the ridge, you know, there's a little bowl out there, there's a little shelf that you got to hit the back and then spin it back from there. So there's a lot of those intricacies you got to play. It's not just one of those you fly it and bomb it and that's it. So there's a lot more fun out here.
One of the things I like about it is that there's no houses.
Yes.
You're really, and in addition to that, there's really not a lot of views of the other holes. So mm-hmm. when you're out here, what I love is like you really feel like you're away from everything once you come out here to play.
Well, I see you've played this course before, and yes, that's exactly true. People have said you can make a lot of money by putting houses here, and I go, well, I don't know. As a matter of fact, our overnight housing is also it's right on the access road, but it's away from the course.
Right.
You can barely see it from
number nine.
You can barely see it a little bit, but yeah, I really wanted to keep the houses away as best I can. Although at some point, I imagine they'll be enough pressure to put houses on. It'll probably be done maybe after I'm not owning it anymore, but thank you for noticing.
it really is a neat place as far as just getting away from everything, because it's not just you don't see that, you don't see other people, because it's like all you really see is the hole that you're playing, yeah. And which I think is a really cool as far as the design. The greens are spectacular. They roll true, but hung, as you tell everybody, you definitely want to be below the hole.
Yes, you do. Another little trick about this place is, number two tee box is the highest point around here. So it actually slopes away from there. So that's actually my little trick that I tell everybody that how to read the greens here better.
One of the things, again, always working to improve, tell us about your bunker project, because I know it sounds like, okay, they're just working on that. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is. So we started this probably almost 6 years, 7 years ago-ish before COVID. So every year we're trying to work on 3 to 4 greenside bunkers. Basically, we take the whole thing apart, redig the drainage. We actually utilize a newer those microfiber liners mm-hmm. that actually will grip onto the sand a little bit better and then filter out a little bit of silt so it doesn't get contaminated with the soil underneath. And that has been a great help for us, because now our bunker actually stay in shape a little bit better and it actually lasts a little bit longer. And we actually been through almost probably say 80% of our greenside bunkers now. Starting last year, we started to tackle more of our fairway bunkers.
How many bunkers do you have out here?
Oh, gosh.
I would say I've been in all of them, but I don't know for sure.
Off the top of my head, I want to say 74.
A whole lot. Just stay out of them, no doubt about it.
They're big.
Big news here is that the USGA came in and re-rated and some new hybrid tees that you added out here to the Virtues. Tell us first about the hybrid tees, and then we'll get into the re-rating.
Okay. So basically what it is we actually had the golf course re-rated back in 2014. We moved some of the tees up more to the forward tees. But what ended up happening is we have our tee box actually get more wear and tear because we actually combine a couple of tee boxes together. So the idea behind this is we are putting all the tee markers back to where they should be and then create hybrid tee. So that way it will spread out the wear and tear. So now, literally, I have 8 sets of yardages out there now. And then 5 sets for basically from 65 and below. So that should be enough for everybody. So
plenty. Plenty for a lot of us.
Yep.
Tell us about the process with the re-rating. When they come in here, what are they looking for? And then I'll let you talk about the slope, because as far as any place in the area, it's got to be one of the highest that you're going to find.
Yep. So so there's 8 of them. They came out here from the Ohio Golf Association. They went out. They did the rating. But I think most people don't understand when they say a handicap, handicap 1 and mm-hmm. handicap 18. It is how difficult the golf course is, but reality is the stroke differential between the high handicapper and low handicapper.
Okay.
So that's why, the most difficult or the handicap number 1 or 2 is always on par 5, because the low handicap can usually find the fairway, hit a little bit further, and the high, and they have a chance for birdie and eagles, and the high handicap will be, you know, 45 degrees in the woods, and, you know.
You've seen me play. So the whole process, did any of the handicaps change when they rewrite? I know the slope went up, which is unbelievable. It was already up one of the highest that you're going to find. Did any of the whole handicaps change?
No, the whole handicap stays the same. But, yeah, our slope went up. But then slope is based on the difficulty of golf course due to hazards, water, and the type of features. And I don't know how it went up because it went from 139 to 142. And
142.
That's hard.
That is a difficult. But that's why you have the hybrid tees. So just pick the tee box that's going to be appropriate to you.
Yep.
All right. Again, we're at the Virtues this morning. Every place you go to, they're going to scream customer service. But you do things out here to really back it up and do things that other public facilities do not do. Tell us about your tee time spacing and the reason behind that. I'll let either one of you take that one.
All right, so we do 10 minutes apart, and earlier you were mentioning that, you know, when you're out here, you don't see another group in front or another group behind, and that's because how far apart our tee times are. So, you know, so when you're out there, not only the woods, you know, the holes, you know, you're out there and you don't see another group in front of you, another group behind you, and we like that. Because
right.
You feel like you're out there by yourself, you feel like, hey, this is my hole I'm playing on. And hopefully, you know, you don't see the group behind you because you're staying good in front of them. And so that's what we like.
And it is customer service because other places will just stack them one on top of another. Yeah. And then you wind up with, you know, 5.5, 6 hour rounds on the weekend because there's no place for anybody to go.
Right. Other courses do have 8 minute, 9 minute tee times. And so
it's important. I mean, it's important as far as what you do. The other thing to address out here is dynamic pricing. We know how Tom feels about dynamic pricing. None of that here at the Virtues. Why is that?
It just seems like you're playing the customer for a sucker or something, and no, we don't have dynamic pricing where the price might change like 5 minutes later, might be a different price according to what the computer thinks. We're just not doing that now. Occasionally we do have a few slow days, mostly maybe Tuesday, Wednesday sometimes, and we'll lower the price sometimes, but yes, that's just trying to maximize revenue by some computer, and no, we're not doing that here.
If people want more information, tee times, etc., call, website, what do you recommend?
Give us a call, 740-763-1100, or visit our website, thevirtuesgolfclub.com.
Hung Chow is the general manager and a head golf professional here at the Virtues. Tom Wong is the owner. Much more with you gentlemen coming up shortly. Again, we have all kinds of details on everything else as far as what you have and offer out here at the Virtues. All right, PGA Tour is in Canada this week. Let's get you warmed up there with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tee to Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Hamilton Golf and Country Club, the venue for this week's Canadian Open. Two-way tie for the lead at minus 10. We'll begin with Scotland's Robert McIntyre, 64-66 the first 2 days. And McIntyre likes the way he's playing.
I think a bit of everything. I think I'm playing nicely. When I'm in position of off the tee, I think approach play has been pretty good. So I've been giving myself a lot of chances. And when I've missed the green, I've had good short game. I've missed them. To be honest, I think I've missed it in the right spots. I've missed it with fat side of the green, where not short sided, and we can kind of run it. If not, we fly it over it. But no, I think overall it's been a good 2 days.
Also at minus 10 is New Zealand's Ryan Fox, who says he really likes the layout of the golf course.
This is my first time playing in Canada in about 12 years. I played Canadian amateur and a New Zealand team event here like 2011, I think. So it's been a while, and I enjoyed my time there that long ago. So I've enjoyed my time so far. Golf course kind of suits my eye. Kind of similar grass to what we play at home, and you know, similar kind of old style tree line golf course, which is what I grew up on. And just hopefully I can keep it rolling over the weekend like that.
Alone in third at minus 8 is American Joel Damon, a two-time winner on the Canadian Tour a decade ago, and Damon says it's good to be back.
Yeah, I haven't played in this event in like 5 years, and I came here on Tuesday, and I just kind of had great vibes again, and I almost felt bad I hadn't been back. I mean, the schedule didn't work out previously, and it's a really special place. Not even just the golf I had, but I still have, like, most of my best friends are from the Canadian Tour. We're still in a group chat. We still text all the time. I still talk to him. I still see him. So more of that. It's just like, oh, I've kind of been in these parts, and the memories off the golf course are just as good as the ones on.
Again, all chasing Robert McIntyre and Ryan Fox at 10 under par heading into the weekend. Elsewhere, U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster, PA. Wekani Meechai minus four leads there by two. Korn Ferry Tour is in Raleigh. Nelson Ledesma minus six leads by one. World Tour in Germany. Laurie Kunter minus 12. He leads there by three. PGA Tour Champions in Des Moines. Ernie Els is at minus 10. He leads there by two. College golf. Congratulations to Coach Jay Mosley and the Ohio State golf team. Finished tied for third at this week's NCAA Championships. That was their best finish since winning the Natty back in 1979. Your leaderboards are brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. As mentioned, U.S. Women's Open is in Lancaster, PA. Is the setup there too tough? Just four players under par. We'll talk about that and more with Golf Channel's Ron Cyrak next as Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, continues live this morning from the Virtues Golf Club here on The Fan.
Whatever you're doing right now, just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon. Even if this promo is playing in the morning, no judgment.
Ah, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan. Back to Central Ohio's premier golf show with Skip Mossick. This is Tee to Green on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Virtues this morning, and we are presented by X Golf. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and head over to X Golf Columbus in Grandview and X Golf Powell. Come experience the most advanced and accurate golf simulators in the world at a fun venue with great food, excellent service, and a full bar. Visit playxgolf.com to book your tee time today. Again, we are out here at the Virtues this morning, and the Virtues highlights our golf prize package. Somebody's going to come out here and play on us. We also have a $50 e-card to go play at X Golf. Balls from our friends at Titleist. More fan goodies as well. Very simple to enter. Send me a tweet by 11 a.m. at Skip Mossick or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter /the X there. Do it by 11 a.m. Send me your winner for this week's Canadian Open. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. Just one entry per person. If we draw your name, this great prize package will be yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster, PA this week as we head over to Lancaster Country Club, joined for a few minutes by Hall of Fame golf writer, now Golf Channel contributor Ron Cyrak. And, you know, Ron, before we get into the golf, how surprised were you with the Lexi Thompson announcement earlier in the week?
Well, you know, I was surprised and I was not surprised. You know, it's always a bit jolting when somebody 29 years old decides to walk away from the game. But at the same time, her career has been such a roller coaster ride. There have been so many ups and downs. And she's been living in the spotlight since she was 12 years old. You know, she's 29 years old. This is her 18th consecutive U.S. Women's Open. That's astounding. She took a mental health break in 2018 for about a month and was very open and honest about that, about feeling the pressures. That was after she had that incredibly painful four-stroke penalty at the ANA Inspiration and still made it into a playoff, which she lost to So-Yeon Yoo. But, you know, I was at her press conference when she made the announcement, and it sounded to me like a woman very at peace with the decision that she made. I don't think there's a doubt in her mind that this is the best thing for her right now. It's been 5 years since she won her last tournament in the LPGA. And I think after 18 years of being in the spotlight, she's ready for some time to herself.
Ron, Lancaster Country Club playing really difficult, at least so far. The par 3 12th getting a lot of attention. We know Nellie Korda made 10 there Thursday. She wasn't the only one who struggled there, though. Is that hole set up too tough?
No, I think it's set up, there's a false front to the green. And the pin on the first round was cut right above the false front. And, you know, the play was you got to hit the ball 20, 30 feet above the hole, take your two putts and move on. It reminded me a whole lot of the Sunday pin position on number 15 at Augusta National. When that pin is back right, there's about a 25-foot false front that you got to clear or the ball's going to roll back and roll into the creek. And it's the same thing here. I think that Nellie made several blunders. First off, I think she pulled the wrong club on the tee. She hit a six iron. in the back bunker. Most players were hitting seven in there. And then she hit an okay bunker shot from the back bunker to a green running away from her. But once the ball got, it didn't check up really well. Once the ball got past the hole, it took off and went into the creek. And then the real mistake was when she took her penalty drop, she tried to get cute and sort of bump and run the shot into the false front, up to the hole, trying to get close, trying to make an up and down, instead of just lobbing the ball past the false front, above the hole, take her two putts, take her six, and she would have saved herself four strokes. But she didn't do that. But, you know, that's part of what the U.S. Open tests is your mental discipline and your patience out there. And she lost both her discipline and her patience on that hole.
Ron, I believe 8-under was the winning score the last time this championship was held there. On the women's side, I mean, we've seen double-digit under par win, single-digit even par, even a rare over par win this championship. Do many of us get too caught up in those numbers in relation to par at the U.S. Open?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that you know, par is an arbitrary number. You know, you're all playing the same golf course, and whoever can get the ball around 72 holes and the fewer strokes is the winner. We're not going to get to 8-under par this year. This is a really, really good golf course. Mike Davis, who was executive director of the USGA when they picked Lancaster in 2015 to host the U.S. Women's Open, said to me at that time he thought Lancaster Country Club was the third best golf course in Pennsylvania, behind only Oakmont and Marion.
Wow.
That's pretty lofty company. It's a difficult golf course. Severe elevation changes, deeply contoured greens. A test is a test, and whoever gets around in the fewest strokes, I've been at majors that were won at 20 under. I was at Carnoustie in 1999 when 7-over made it into the playoffs. And they're all fun in their own way. They're all fascinating in their own way.
Ron Cyrak, our guest for this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. And, Ron, this is the biggest purse in women's golf. As someone who's covered the women's game for a number of years, do you get a sense of, like, wow, look how far this sport has come?
Yeah, you know, they're playing for $116 million total prize money in the LPGA this year. That's more than double of what it was just a decade ago. That's very impressive. At the same time, the sad reality is because of the impact LIV Golf has had on the PGA Tour, the women have actually lost ground with the men. I mean, the women are making more than they've ever made, but they used to be making about one-fifth of what the men are playing for in prize money. Now it's more like about one-tenth. So because so much more money has been poured into the men's game because in response to LIV Golf, women have actually lost ground there, but they're going in the right direction. And, you know, I think what women's golf is looking for right now is their Caitlin Clark, you know, and it looked like it was going to be Nelly Korda. It still could very well be Nelly Korda. A Nelly Korda-Rose Zhang rivalry would be great for women's golf. But women's sports in general are on a front burner right now because of Caitlin Clark.
Ron, a real quick note on the men's side. This is kind of an odd week that those of us here in Columbus knew was coming. I mean, this was typically the week for the Memorial Tournament, bumped back a week as the PGA Tour tries to marry the signature events with a major in back-to-back weeks. Does that help or hinder some of the other tournaments, say Canada this week or Colonial last week? Or does it even matter with where we are today in professional golf?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's always been the situation. There's always been tournaments, you know, like the John Deere always got the week before or the week after the British Open, you know, and would get hurt by it. So it's always been a problem. The PGA Tour for decades hated when writers would refer to first-tier and second-tier PGA Tour events. And now they've sort of formalized first-tier and second-tier PGA Tour events, you know. So that's always going to be the case. And players always have to pick and choose. You can't play every week. And some players like to play the week before a major. Some don't. But I think the core audience for golf love golf so much, they'll watch golf tournaments really no matter who's in it. And again, to refer to the John Deere, they always don't have one of the strongest fields out there, but in that local community, it's still one of the huge events of the year, and the community still supports it enormously.
Well, we mentioned Memorial coming up next week. One of this year's honorees is Julie Inkster. We had a chance to visit with her a couple of weeks ago. I know, obviously, you covered her for a long time. Any favorite memories of Julie Inkster from you as a player?
Well, my favorite memory is probably when she won the U.S. Women's Open at Prairie Dunes in Hutchinson, Kansas. For 3 days, she had nothing. She's making up and downs from porta potties to save par. And then on the range, she talked to her coach by phone Saturday night. On the range Sunday morning, she found something. Annika had a two-shot lead going into the final round, and Annika Sorenstam was at the peak of her game at this time. And she had a two-shot lead going into final round. Prairie Dunes was playing really difficult. And I know Annika's thinking, if I shoot 70 today, I'm the U.S. Open champion. Annika went out and shot 70. Julie shot a 66 and blew right past her and won that tournament. And it's still one of Julie's favorite wins. My other memory with Julie, I spent 2 weeks with her in Rwanda in 2007 on a humanitarian mission with six LPGA players. And Julie took her two daughters with her on that trip. They were 17 and 13 at the time. And she was just, it was just amazing to see her interacting with the people over there.
Hall of Fame writer, now Golf Channel contributor, Ron Cyrak. Ron, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on from the U.S. Women's Open this morning, okay?
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, coming up, more from the Virtues Golf Club, where the secret is out regarding some top collegiate events. We'll explain as Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, continues from the Virtues Golf Club right here on The Fan.
Want to know anything about the fans' contests, how to win, or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You are listening to Tee to Green with The Fan, Skip Mossick. Skip Mossick. This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Virtues Golf Club, and we are presented by X Golf. You can play around on one of 50 courses, take a lesson from a PGA pro, hit the driving range, join a league, or just sip on a cold one on their outdoor patio. Visit playxgolf.com. Two locations in Grandview and Powell to book your tee time today. We have another terrific golf prize pack that somebody is going to win this morning. Again, we're at the Virtues. You're going to come play this golf course on us. We have a $50 e-card to go play at X Golf, balls from our friends at Titleist, more fan goodies as well. Very simple to enter. Send me a tweet by 11 a.m. at Skip Mossick, or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter /the X there. Do it by 11 a.m. Send me your winner for this week's Canadian Open. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. Just one entry per person. If we draw your name, this great prize package will be yours.
You are listening to Tee to Green's On the Range.
Again, we're at the Virtues Golf Club this morning, one of the top public golf facilities you're going to find anywhere in the country. Hung Chow is the head golf professional, GM out here at the Virtues. Owner is Tom Wong. Always love coming out to see you guys. As we mentioned earlier, re-rated what this golf course was by the USGA. Slope now up to 142. Hung, what all goes into getting re-rated? And I guess, what do they do when they come out? What are they looking for, I guess?
Well, so there were 8 raters out here, and they actually just drive around the golf course. They have their putters, their wedges in their hand. Then, you know, they look at, you know, the distances from the tee boxes to the each of the trouble. Like hole number one, for example, we had 3 bunkers where the dole leg is. Mm-hmm. So they will be looking at that and then seeing, okay, how many people possibly go in the bunkers and how, you know, so that way that's how they determine, you know, the difficulty of the golf course if those bunkers are in play. So, for example, hole number 4, the par 5 off the huge tee, that there's 120-foot drop, and then we have 2 little fairway bunkers just short of the fairway. Those are really more for directional. So that actually kind of the architect designed that to put in there to kind of show you where you should be going. So that's one bunker. Yes, it is there, but it's really not in play. So they don't think of that as more of a hazard. So,
is there any back and forth between maybe disagreeing on what their outcome is? Or just like, well, this is your grade, this is what you're going to get, here's your slope now.
That's what I did. So I just, oh, this is what we got? Awesome. Wow, we got more difficult. We got harder. I don't know why, but we did.
I don't think the golf course is that difficult for a lot of people. We
sure
don't have tough force carries. We have a lot of subtleties that make it difficult. We have fast greens. We've got your lie is not not going to be level. Like some courses are very flat on the whole course is flat. We're hilly, so even on the fairway, you're liable to get a slight. It's not extreme, but right. You know, it's not a perfectly level lie, which will throw people off. It's we don't have force carries, but we do have a lot of dog legs. So if you can't just blast away. If you hit it too far, it's bad, and if you hit it too short on the wrong angle, that's bad. That's what a dog leg will do to you. So we have dog legs, and we have the lies are a little trickier because we're a hilly course as opposed to a flat course. But overall, we don't have the force carries. So you don't have to make an insane shots. So I like the course from that respect. It's very fair. Just, you know, hit decent shots and you'll be fine.
The Memorial Tournament is coming up next week. It's a week later on the calendar this year. Your annual mini memorial was last weekend, Hung. Tell us about that and the really nice charitable component you have with that.
Yes. So what we end up doing starting this year is that, so we always did a mini memorial, and, you know, it's just a fun tournament that get everybody out here. But, you know, we started to think about how much success we had with Folds of Honor that we did on sure. Labor Day. And we just basically copy that same formula, and we are doing it for a local charity. So basically, it's very little work for the local charity, and we do most of the work just like we do for Folds of Honor, and we get, you know, 100 golfers out here for their cause, and we help them raise money. So
awesome. Yep. We teased going into the break about how colleges are discovering this place. A neat D1 Invitational that I know that you were happy to host last year. Tell us about that. Who all was here and how the college kids do?
Oh, I think they did great. This is a tournament hosted by Miami University and Bowling Green. So we have about 18 different D1 schools here, you know. But that was awesome to watch and play because they play on the black tee. We actually have the golf course prepped for them, so it was a little firmer, a little faster. But we did have the day one because of the pace of play issue, so we did have them on easier ping placements.
Okay,
and those kids went low. They went low.
Wow, like how low? Do you remember?
This one kid, he was first round, he was 10 under.
Unbelievable.
I know.
That's playing. That is absolutely playing.
And that's from the black tee.
Lots of big high school matches out here as well. I mean, how do the high school kids do when they come out here to play?
They don't do as good.
10 under. I mean, come on, Hung.
But with high school, you know, the local high school that play out here is Lincoln Valley.
Okay.
So we host the Invitational for them. And now that there's a neighboring school district is called Tri-Valley. Mm-hmm. So we're actually doing a kind of like a fundraiser tournament for them, for the two schools that will kind of have them play against each other, kind of almost like Ryder Cup right. style. Mm-hmm. And then so that way they can play against each other. And because they happen not to be in the same division, so they actually don't play each other throughout their school year. So it kind of makes it fun. They're right next to one another, and they get to play against each other in the, we call it Valley Cup, because one's Tri-Valley, the other one's Lincoln Valley.
Gotcha. The segment is On the Range. Now, you and your assistant, Dan, teach here a lot, but upcoming junior camps. Tell us about that, and we'll get in, after that, we'll get into the organized practices as well.
Okay. So our junior camp is really aimed towards playing golf. So obviously, we do have a beginner camp. We have advanced camp. Beginning camp is, you know, obviously, we go through the basic, but after that, we actually do take them on the golf course, show them some situational things, you know, like how to play, you know, all the rough, what angles you'd be seeing. But what I'm most excited about is the advanced camp, because, you know, when you do the advanced camp, that means you can play a little bit, you can swing the club, and we're taking you out there on the golf course, we're putting you in different situations that, you know, and try to compete, put you against one another, so you get more feel for what it's like to play competitions.
You were also telling me about organized practice, juniors on Thursdays, ladies on Fridays. Tell us about those as far as what's coming up.
So we've been doing junior organized practice for probably, I don't know, since I've been here, so 10-plus years-ish,
wow.
Maybe.
Great.
So this year, you know, I'm finally doing one for the ladies. It's an experiment on us. So it's Friday evening, 6 o'clock. Just wear some comfortable clothes, comfortable shoes, wear clubs here, so come on out. We really focus on the basic. The basic will be PGA, you know, posture, grip, and alignment. So we really focus hard on that, and we'll try to spend you know, about 5-10 minutes with each of you, and just really try to get help you to practice more.
Sign up in advance. Just show up. Is there a commitment to, like, I have to do this every week for a month, or is it just show up, as you mentioned?
Just show up as you come.
What time on Fridays?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock for the ladies on
yep.
Friday. All right. Real quickly, location, misperception as far as how far away this place is. 40 miles from downtown Columbus with the 161 Expressway. You can get here pretty easily. The address is One Long Drive, but that's not literal. I'm telling you all the time. I live by Brookside. It took me 45 minutes to get here this morning. So it's just come on out and see what you guys are at and make your time. Come out and play this great facility.
Yeah, it's an awesome golf course.
When people come here, they see that 161 construction. We know what's coming with Intel. You imagine that's going to increase play out here coming up here in the next few years with that thing that's up and running?
Oh yeah. Plus, I think we've got a couple smaller local golf courses closing. What Mound Builders is still playing, but
it's still playing, but they're probably going to be done.
And then Raccoon, not a very good course, but you know they do. You could do some rounds there. Already closed.
It is closed again. This place screams private club, completely open to the public. Really like a private facility that the public can come play. Again, make your tee time. Call website. What's the best way to do so, John?
Website thevirtuesgolfclub.com. Or call us 740-763-1100.
You're going to love it out here at the Virtues. Come out and play. One more segment to go with Hung Chow and Tom Wong as we continue. We're live this morning from the Virtues Golf Club presented by X Golf right here on The Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, everybody. We are at the Virtues Golf Club this morning. They highlight our great golf prize package. Somebody's going to win some free golf out here at the Virtues to come play what we've been telling you about the last hour. We also have a $50 e-card to go play at X Golf. Balls from Titleist, more fan goodies. Very simple to enter. Send me a tweet by 11 at Skip Mossick or go to 971thefan.com. You can find me on Twitter /the X there. Do it by 11 a.m. with your winner of this week's Canadian Open. We'll do a drawing of all those who picked the winner correctly. If we draw your name, this great prize package will be yours. Final couple of moments with Hung Chow, head golf professional and GM here at the Virtues, owner Tom Wong. Real quickly, Father's Day coming up in a couple of weeks. You were mentioning a couple of different things you have coming up for Father's Day to tell people about it.
Yeah,
buffet
absolutely.
And golf.
Yeah, so we are doing the Father's Day brunch, and this brunch is a barbecue buffet brunch. So we got smoked ribs, smoked brisket, eggs, bacon, but the brisket is the one you should go for.
Okay.
And I never knew how well brisket and eggs pair up together. It was awesome.
Do people need to make reservations
yes.
in advance to this?
Please. Please call the restaurant 740-763-1111 for reservation.
How about the golf special you were mentioning?
The golf special, it's so we pair up with a couple other golf courses here in Lincoln County. We call ourselves Lincoln County the best. It is Lynx Echo Spring, Denison, and us. So we pair up together. We try to sell three rounds of golf at each one round at each golf course for three rounds total for $160.
That's awesome.
And you can get that information on my website at www.thevirtuesgolfclub.com.
Closing moments here, gentlemen. I mean, Tom, we've been talking all about the golf course. This high slope from the back tees, but the golf course is right in front of you. The greens are really what the biggest defense is. And as long as you keep them playable, we're not four-putting some of us as far as making them too fast out here. This golf course is going to be a lot of fun to come play.
Tee to green, you're not going to be in the water a lot or anything like that. But and the greens are nice because they give you a little bit of a taste of what the PGA Pro. I mean, we're not as fast. We're close, but we're not as fast as a PGA green. But it gives you kind of a better taste and feel for what it's like to putt on a green that runs fast and true.
And you were telling me quickly yesterday or the day before, Hung, as far as there was a PGA professional and one of them rolling like that.
Oh yeah, so
I can't imagine how fast those were.
So we prepped the golf course for some PGA Tour pro come here to get ready for their events, and so we double roll, double double cut, double roll for 3 days in a row. And they came out like that was an early Wednesday morning. They went out and played. They came back. Oh, my God, we love your golf course. That's how this golf course you play. I had my regular golfers went out at 9 o'clock, and I haven't seen them up for 6 hours because they were four-putting, five-putting out there.
It's too fast. Yeah, it's got to be too fast.
Yep.
Hung, we always love coming out here. Hung Chow, Tom Wong, thank you for hosting us out here. We love coming out here every year, okay? Hey, place looks fantastic.
This year. Thank you, Skip.
All right. Thanks. Busy day ahead here on The Fan. Fan Sports Saturday with Reeser and Tyvus is next. Again, thanks to everybody out here at The Virtues. Please come play and see what this place is all about. It is an awesome, awesome public golf facility. For Bodie Wells and for Cam Taylor, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the golf this weekend. A little bit later today, 5:30 coverage on our sister station, 10TV. We will talk to you again next Saturday from Muirfield Village at the Memorial for another edition of Tee to Green, presented by X Golf, right here on The Fan.
You know I'll be in church next Sunday to save me from the double bogey blue.
Common Man has spent the past 18 years telling you how much he hates people. And yes, that probably means you too. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan.